Lions and tigers and bears, oh my, say the characters in The Wizard of Oz. Now, it's also the phrase that I considered using as the title for this week's sermon, but the more I thought about it, the less it seemed to fit. First of all, there are no tigers or bears in this scripture reading from the book of Daniel, only the lions. And second of all, intense as being thrown into a lion's den must have been for Daniel. I'm not sure that it is the full focal point of the story. In children's Bibles, the lions are always the main event for Daniel's story, but for Daniel, a lot more is going on in this complicated dance between the king and the other members of this royal court and Daniel himself, besides this brush with death. And as we heard explained before the reading, Daniel serves the Babylonian king Darius, and he interprets dreams for the king. But Daniel is not Babylonian, he is an Israelite. Captured by the Babylonians and exiled from their homeland, the Israelites during Daniel's lifetime lived and worked in a culture that was not their own. They were ruled by a king whose customs and religious practices and traditions were not their own. And when we read today's part of the story, the people are stuck in this tension of trying to figure out how to live and succeed in an empire that isn't theirs while remaining faithful to their God. Even deeper in tension is Daniel, who not only lives in a foreign culture, but has been selected to serve on this foreign king's court. It is a delicate balance for Daniel. One that I would guess is not altogether unfamiliar for you and me. We live in tension. We find ourselves strained, pulled at both ends every day. We know the stress of being stuck between what we want to do and what is right, the tension of what our faith asks of us and what the world wants, whether to think with our head or our heart. In an effort to earn the king's favor, a bunch of royal court officials get King Darius to sign a law preventing the worship of anyone or anything other than King Darius for 30 days. Now, as a court officer, Daniel knows that this law has been signed, and he also knows that in breaking the law, he could easily lose his position, his status, and even his life. And so Daniel finds himself caught in a moment of tension. Does he pray to the king, or does he continue to worship and pray to the Lord God in whom he trusts? King Darius is also in a moment of tension. It is clear that he doesn't want to enforce this law he signed. He doesn't want to punish Daniel. The text says when the king heard the charge against Daniel, he was very much distressed. He was determined to save Daniel, and until the sun went down, he made every effort to rescue him. But when the court officials remind Darius that the law is the law, he throws Daniel into the lion's den. The tension of the situation weighs on him, and he spends the night unable to sleep and fasting. As I was preparing for Thanksgiving this last week, the tension of Daniel's story hit home for me. How many people across the country changed their plans for the holiday because of the rise in COVID cases? How many of you wrestled with this tension of wanting to see friends and family, but worrying about what might happen if you did? And how many of us masked up, washed up, and saw a few people anyway? The tension that this virus has brought is heavy in so many ways, but it seems that one of the greatest points of tension in the US came out to play this past Thursday. Like Daniel, like King Darius, we struggle with what to do. When do we stay home and give up the things that fill our hearts with joy? And when do we choose to take some risks for the sake of our hearts and minds and souls? Contrary to what many may say, these are not easy decisions to make in our hearts, even if They are easy or logical decisions to make in our minds. We live in tension. Beloved, God abides. God is with us. God remains with us and around us, within us forever. When Daniel is thrown into the lion's den, presumably to die, God abides with him, protecting him. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they would not hurt me, Daniel tells the king. God cares for Daniel. God makes sure the lions do not harm him. And not only does God protect Daniel, but God sends an angel to be with him. God's presence abides right there in the den all night. As Daniel waits to see what is to become of him, as King Darius waits with distress the whole night long, God never leaves and instead chooses to abide. Today we celebrate the start of a new season in the church, Advent. This time before we get to Christmas. The days where we wait for the miracle birth that will bring us new life. Advent invites us into a time of reflection on the incarnation of Christ, wondering at this mystery of a God who would choose to take on human form and live among us on earth. This God who chooses to abide with us, to know our pain, our struggles, our longings, as well as our joys and our celebrations and our hopes. As we begin to tell the story of Jesus' birth, we remember just how committed God is to abiding with us forever. Abiding with us even when the days seem long and the tension mounts. Since the very beginning, at the creation of the earth and of Adam and Eve, God has been present. And then with the Israelites, as they waited for years under the enslavement of the Pharaoh, God was present. As Moses led them through the desert into freedom, God waited to get to the promised land with them. And through each of the prophets who came before Daniel, God spoke to the people as they waited for what would come next, waited for a Messiah to come to turn the world around. And while they waited, God was with them. God was with Mary as she carried Jesus in her womb, and with Joseph, as I'm sure he wondered what to do with this news of his pregnant fiancée. And even the birth of Jesus did not fully end the waiting. Then there was a waiting of a different kind, waiting for uprisings and a revolution, then waiting for Jesus to rise from the dead. And still today, we wait. We wait for the return of Jesus, for the ultimate end to suffering, for the end of this pandemic, for times when we will be able to gather and see friends and family in person again. Through it all, God abides. As God's people have waited, God has waited with them. And God waits with you, no matter what comes next. Always and forever, God abides. We are invited to hope. We are invited to keep the faith. We are invited to believe that someday life will be different. There will be no more waiting, no more wondering what comes next. As we enter into this season of Advent, we are invited to take hope in God's promise to be born in us each day, just as Christ was born into the world that first Christmas. Although for now we must wait in this tension of a lion's den, we can do so with hope, knowing that God is with us. During these days of darkness and waiting, you are invited to hope. You are invited to trust that God is faithful and will never leave you, no matter how long the uncertainty lasts. You are invited to live out your faith even in the midst of tension, to hold on to your religious convictions even as your faith is challenged. You are invited to hope in the face of adversity, to defy the despair that current trials and sufferings threaten to bring. On this first week of Advent, you are invited to hope, trusting in the promise of life made by the one who was there in the beginning and born in the stable and with you through the Spirit now and forever. Emmanuel, who dwells in and with us. God, who abides, filling us with hope. Amen.